episode 59 of
Brutal Battle.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Is that what you were?
Testify to Brutal Battle.
Were you a church
testing
pastor?
No, I mean, I just actually opened my mouth and whatever came out, so it was...
Is
it
that how we can do this, whatever I open my mouth with?
I'm gonna...
So that's how you just...
It's gonna get filled one way or
however.
Oh, I'm gonna fill my mouth with some beer.
Yeah, with beer.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Thanks for going, like, off kilter there, Carlin.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
God.
Anyway, episode 59, hey, next episode's a Decasode.
Decasode.
It'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think about how awesome that Stouts episode was.
God, that was good.
Want to do another Brutal Battle Royale? Let's see if we can get that going.
We should do a barley wine. And then we would just all be wasted at the end.
We'd all be dead in a gutter somewhere.
Yeah. I'd be nude.
Like, yeah, I'd be nude. I'd be urinating constantly.
Yeah, so, well, okay, we're not recording at my place anymore, we're recording at your place, so I don't really care that much. So your neighbors would see that stuff, not my neighbors. So I'm okay with that. Anyway, although Mark, if you end up coming along, you know.
Depends on the time and date, man.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. This will be interesting. We'll see who shows up and what we decide the style is. So stay tuned for that. It's just a little teaser there.
I've never been around for a...
For one of the Decasode?
Then again, I haven't been around in like 30 episodes.
No. Hold on. You were on for our second Decasode.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Yes. I mean a Battle Royale.
Okay, yeah. You haven't been around for one of the tournament episodes. Yeah, we'll have to have you on for one. Maybe the next one. Maybe one after that. Who knows?
Are we going to drop a teaser for what the next one's going to be?
Well, I don't know for sure what we're going to do. I'm throwing it out.
Thinking
there.
About a style, though.
Yeah, thinking about style. But I want to leave it to, you know, to the last minute.
I just want a list of ones that would be good. Barley wine would be good.
Okay. Porter.
Porter would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Deepa would be very good.
Double IPAs, yeah.
God, yeah. That would be a good one.
That could be, yeah.
What else? Sour, but, you know, like we talked about before, we couldn't get enough. And plus, that would be palate rape. I mean, it would just be like...
We would be destroyed after the first round.
Maybe you could do something with flavors that had the same component of, like, this all had chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, any
or
beer with
coffee,
chocolate added?
Yeah, or all coffee beers, or all
porters
chocolate.
Porters and stouts,
or all...
something like that.
That's a good idea. Anything with coffee added, anything with chocolate added.
Or milk. Are there milk porters, though? Would it all be milk stouts,
I guess? I think it'd probably be all milk stouts, but... Who knows? Maybe the next big thing will be like
all citrus
lactose lagers or something.
Oh my gosh!
Probably not.
Lactating lagers, more like it.
Lactating lagers.
Lager
guys,
like lumberjack.
Yeah.
Lactating lumberjack.
Lactating Paul Bunyans.
All right. Well, we do. We're doing something special on this episode.
Yeah.
We're actually going to taste moonshine. Mm-hmm. Not true moonshine in the sense of being illegal and all that. This is actually some legally made moonshine that my coworker gave to me. His name is Brian Howard. Very nice of him to give us this moonshine, but he explained to me that this is not illegally made. This is basically a situation where he bought all the components to it in a liquor store and then went home and mixed the right amount of spices and all that stuff to come up with the flavor he was looking for. So he explains this as a apple pie moonshine.
I'm gonna say this.
What's that?
This stuff is ridiculous. It's insane.
Smells
in a good way.
It's so good.
Well, we usually, as everyone knows, we've done some.
Isn't it good?
Well, hold on. We're not to the tasting yet.
Well, we are.
These guys are just so excited by the smell.
I like
that
dessert.
They're just jumping into it. So it is like a dessert, but. We've done home brews before on this show. We've done three of them. One was Tucker's and two were Jane's. This is a new wrinkle to our show. We're doing an apple pie moonshine. New wrinkle in the sack. We're doing an apple pie moonshine, and let's see how this plays out. So, Brian, it's going to be brutally honest. So,
I already said my feelings. It's ridiculous, man.
When I smell it, it smells like cinnamon apples.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes exactly the same.
God, it smells like cinnamon apples.
It's so sweet.
I just smell sweet and spiced.
It smells like the cinnamon apples you get on the side at Boston Market.
Okay. Exactly yeah. like those. And that's funny you say that because I actually worked at Boston Market, and yes, it's
well, taken me back. Well, I worked at Toys R Us, and I would go to Boston Market for lunch, get the three side meal, get the cinnamon apples.
We worked at Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were so buddies there.
That's where I met this jerk off.
I once went to Boston Market with William Chavez.
Who the hell is William Chavez?
I'm just another coworker.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's all.
Well,
yeah, I don't know where
you Yeah, the smell that. Is just like...
If he's listening, give us a call.
This isn't like... This isn't Craigslist reconnection.
It's yeah, we're reconnecting.
No, this isn't Craigslist.
He fell off the planet when he got married, and he's a flaky fuck. So give us a call, you cocksucker.
Well, that's how he... That's Whoa. How Kyle totally feels. But anyway, back to the moonshine. Yes, that smell is very much like cinnamon apples, and yeah... It's taken me back to earning $5 an hour and working a crappy job.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the other signs I got. Within a day.
Yeah.
Like, it's I had so bad sweet. Teeth.
Oh my God almighty, it's
but
good.
But it's very
oh
good.
Oh my God. And it tastes exactly like it smells. Just
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
I don't think I could drink a lot of it. But
Put the best piece of apple pie you've ever had in a blender.
Yeah.
And then drink it. That's what it tastes like.
I'm going to be honest. That's ridiculous. You know, Brian Howard had said to me, you know, I want you to try this on the show. And I'm like, you know, we're going to be brutally honest about it. He's like, that's fine. It's all good. I guarantee you're going to like it. And I was like, you know, I don't want to judge anything before I go into it. So I was just very much like, all right, we'll see about that. Now that I'm smelling it and tasting it, this is exactly like it should be. If you're going to call it an apple. So like apple pie moonshine.
Yeah.
It tastes like an apple
it
pie.
Tastes, even like the... Yeah,
how much alcohol is in it would be my question.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
yeah,
a good question.
As opposed to how much water and sugar and yeah,
that's
I mean,
I don't
there's
think
a little alcohol taste, but that's
there's
my
no
concern.
Way in hell this has
when,
the proof of moonshine.
Right, because usually when it's high proof, you're getting that astringency
there's
somewhere.
No burn.
And there's
no
nothing.
Yeah, there is no burn. It's not astringent. It's just straight up like sweet apple flavor. And at the end, it's just like crazy cinnamon sugar.
Yep.
And it's just, it's beautiful. I mean, it's kind of beautiful.
It's amazing.
But it is great.
There's zero alcohol
right,
in here.
Right, that's my concern, is that you're just drinking sugar water.
Yes, exactly.
I have no idea. This I'm going to have to ask Brian.
Right, that would be a good
apple
question.
Apple pie juice.
But it tastes awesome.
It tastes ridiculous.
And apparently there's alcohol in there somewhere.
Right.
So.
He did say that you got to be careful with it because it'll sneak up on you. So that leads me to believe there is significant alcohol in it.
I used to make... Let me
I wonder what alcohol was used.
I got a little story.
You know?
I used to make apple pie shots. I don't know if you ever had those. Shot. Remember I made them in a pitcher for like the barbecues I used to have back in the day?
No, I don't think I was...
Because I made those with Everclear. And like cinnamon sticks.
Everclear.
Yeah.
Cinnamon sticks, honey, and all that. And apple juice, or apple cider or juice. I don't remember. I think it was juice. But those tasted like this, but they kicked you in the ass. I mean,
right,
you could
right.
taste like a huge ball sack of alcohol on the
what
back end.
What alcohol was used is the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have no idea. I
think it's
just like
clear.
This, but mine had alcohol to back it up.
I think
big
he
time.
Did.
If that's right. Everclear.
If no.
Yeah.
If memory serves me correctly, I think he did. One of the things he said in it. Was vodka.
Okay.
So,
I figured.
I don't know.
This is... I'm going to grab that jar and fight you for it and drink it.
Well, I will say this. Brian, well done.
Yeah.
This is very tasty. It is exactly what you promised. And kick ass, man. Keep making it. And man.
Honestly, I would thin this out with alcohol. Like, I would add
really
something to this. Just to kind of... It's really sweet.
It's
like
very
we've drank, like, two fingers of it, and I can barely... take anymore.
It truly really is sweet. Like a dessert, you know, and if it is high in alcohol content, that's kind of a good thing because it could be a great, like, nightcap,
yeah.
You know, just like, you just had dinner and
a
you just want something nice and sweet, maybe get a little booze in you to help you go to sleep.
Yeah, like a port.
Yeah, basically, like port, sherry, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a great substitute, so thank you very much, Brian Howard. Awesome.
Awesome. Very good.
But I might add some alcohol to it.
Yeah. So, Kyle.
Some whiskey?
Thin it out a little bit.
Go ahead, Kyle. You add some alcohol. So, in all the excitement with that, we forgot to hit up the hop knowledge, which we're about to do. The hop for today is the French Strisselspalt. I think I said that right. I hope I did.
Strisselspalt.
Yeah, French Strisselspalt.
Oh, yeah.
That was more German. The origin is, no surprise, France. The description, spicy and herbal. medium intensity and pleasant. The details, major aroma hop of the Alsace area of France near Strasbourg, mainly used for aromas. Substitutions include Crystal, Herbsbrucker, and Mount Hood. Never even heard of Herbsbrucker. Mm. That's a new one for me. So some examples of use of French Stresselspalt in some American microbrews. Schlafly Beer de Garde, as well as Abita's Select French Connection. So there you have that.
Abita's beer is not good.
Like their Purple Haze.
It's... I went down there in New Orleans and tried the Gamut, and I was like, what the hell are these people raving about?
This is
awful.
Well, I will say, I think Abita, like, the Purple Haze is like a wheat with, like, a raspberry flavor to it.
Yeah.
I think that could be fine for people who are just trying to get into micros. It's a good entry point, potentially.
It reminds me of, like, our obsession with Natty Bo here, probably their obsession with Abita there.
Just because it's local.
Just because it's local, exactly. Yeah. It's not really good.
Yeah, well, you never know.
I was so disappointed.
One thing I did want to talk to you guys about is someone started following us on following me on Twitter, because Kyle is not on there, but following me on Twitter for the show.
I do have a Twitter account, but I've never
signed on to it.
I'm at WindGodGal.
Okay. Okay. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
And God Gal.
So the one, so who started following us was Drinking Quest. And I was like, what is Drinking Quest? So I checked it out, and it's actually a drinking role-playing game. So let me
That's
read
the best
you.
Thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know, I
play
knew
some right now.
I knew you'd nerd out about
I'm
that.
I'm gonna slay a dragon with a 40.
Edward 40 hands.
Yes.
You know.
I'm gonna dual weed wield 40s.
Sunny the yes. Malt beverage monster.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What's the crit range on a, you know, a stout?
I have no idea. Alright, well, let me read you a little bit about this RPG. It says, like a typical role-playing game, you have a character sheet. Roll for saving throws, fight monsters, and find treasure. But, when your character dies in the game, you have to chug your drink in real life. It adds a real level of tension and excitement to the battles. Everything matters. The battles are a series of one-on-one fights to the death. You either kill the monster, earning coins and experience points, or your character dies and you must chug your drink. The cards act as the game master, so everyone can drink, and the heroes go through four themed quests in each game, each getting progressively difficult and more likely to drink. However, as this is a light role-playing game and a light drinking game, there is a one chug per quest maximum, which prevents Drinking Quest from being a pass-out-in-10-minutes kind of drinking game. Over the course of 2 or 3 hours, a typical game averages 2 or 3 chugs. All three Drinking Quest games are full games and not expansions. You don't need one to play the other, and you can start with any game. However, they all exist in the same drunken Middle Earth, so there is a lot of fun storytelling and humor that comes from that. The humor ranges in style from dark, clever, meta, obvious, and profound. There are a lot of layers of humor here that will keep the game funny through multiple playthroughs. Anyway, that's kind of the way it does. But it's got a breakdown of the different quests, like 1, 2, 3, and all that, like different expansions to it. But they have like low-level forest, mountain, ice fist, booze cruise, and zombie attack. And then they have like Den of the Cat People, City of Cheer.
I thought you were going to say Den of the Cat Pee.
But yeah.
I'm gonna get some sour.
If you're if you're drinking certain beers, then yes, Den of the Cat Pee. Minotaur's Maze Tavern. Mm, like
Minotaur's
all sorts of crazy stuff. So anyway, what are your thoughts on this drinking role-playing game?
Sounds like... Honestly, I was intrigued, but after hearing about it, it sounds like pretty... terrible concept, I'll be honest. You die and you chug your drink. Like, what?
That's it? Like, there's no other drinking, only like, if you die?
I don't know. I mean, I just read you what they put on there.
It seems interesting. Like, I would try it.
Yeah,
certainly.
It sounds like a game night for us.
All right. I don't know how much it costs, but Mark, purchase it.
Yeah, I get
it. What am I purchasing? The game?
Drinking Quest, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea if you have to purchase it or not.
They're following on Twitter. They should be giving it to you for free.
There you go. We promoted it. We love it. Now give us a free copy.
After he said, it sounds terrible, give me a free copy.
Well, I want to try it for myself, honestly. Yeah, the description might not do it justice.
It seems like an interesting game.
I love beer. I love role-playing games. Mix the two together, which we usually do. Anyway.
It's worth trying once, I feel like.
It's very hard to GM with alcohol in your system. I've learned that over the system.
Well,
and
the
Nick would be the perfect GM.
The beauty of this, from what it said, is that the cards that are involved are the GM.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. Nobody runs it.
Exactly. So the whole getting hammered thing won't really play a part in it. It's whatever. Very cool. So, yeah, that's that. And you know what? I feel like maybe we should just go ahead and hop into these beers.
I am so ready to drink more because I feel like I'm really sober right now.
I want
to
say also, Stu, I'm still sipping on that Yazoo Brewing Stew.
He's going to nurse that until next
Tuesday.
You
sipping on that Yazoo and juice?
Well, there was a lot left, and I'm the only one drinking more of it, so.
Laid back.
Because I've killed everything on this table.
It's good. Kyle's not going to be able to father after this.
You see my fascia?
I might drop my son down the stairs or something.
I should hope not.
Let's go to A.
All right, beer A.
I'm trying to go somewhere.
Yeah, Mark's trying to get
his
He's
trying to go home and pee on his wife.
In.
Okay, let me go ahead and give you some knowledge. That is called an Austrian rinse cycle. That is what that is called. Okay, so
come
A.
Come with me if you want to live.
A is kind of like reddish, a little reddish brown.
Yeah.
Very clear, though. A little bit of a white head.
I was really hoping we would go through these episodes and not have a beer like this.
This
is
smell
the
already?
Smell of a random douche crap lager.
What
it
is?
It smells like a turd. Like a permed turd.
Oh, yeah, it's got that typical...
That permed, awful, malty shit. God, this is pathetic.
It does smell quite malty, but not in a good way, actually. It's kind of got a rough end to the nose.
I'm just get it over with. I mean, it's got, like, raspberry, a little bit of chocolate.
Very tarty,
chocolate? I don't smell any chocolate in
this. I smell just
a touch.
Tarty fruit.
Like synthetic chocolate, like that, like, there's chocolate-covered cherries that kind of just have no real chocolate flavor. It's like that fake chocolate.
Like medicine? Like cherry cough medicine?
I get a cherry scent to it, but it's not a good cherry.
All right, sip was good for me.
That is sour again, or maybe it's my taste buds.
No, it's not sour.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm not saying it's a sour. I'm saying it's sour.
Hold on. Do you have a bucket? I might just vomit.
I get a very metal, that metal taste to it.
Yeah, it is very metallic.
It tastes
very
like
tinny,
a bottle
like
cap.
Aluminum.
Like a bottle cap.
Like you're just
chewing
on aluminum.
It's got
awful.
It's got a bit of a Robitussin finish to it, too.
Yeah, like
cherry cough medicine.
It's like licking Robitussin off the siding of your house.
Off the siding of your house.
Like if you were Survivor Man and had like a tin can.
Yes, like exactly. And a Robitussin.
Yeah, and he was like,
it's kind of dirty and funky. And there's some stuff floating in it, but you're like, I gotta drink this. So,
yeah.
God. That's terrible. A is terrible.
Yeah, I don't want that anymore.
Nope.
That's not good. Hey, just have a little sip of this here apple pie moonshine. I'm gonna do it.
I'm out.
Ooh. Much better.
Ooh. Done.
Moonshine cleansed my palate. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a look at beer B right now.
I think
Mark almost is going to throw up.
I got too much down my throat, down my gullet, and then it kind of...
A beer A?
Yeah.
All right, please, God. Beer B looks promising. It's death black, dark. You can't even see anything.
I can't see anything through it.
Zero through it.
I mean, around the edge, you can see, like, brown.
Brown.
But, yeah.
This looks gorgeous.
There's a tan head to it.
Tan head.
Very tan head, honestly. Which I would think would give a lot of chocolate, coffee, whatever.
I don't smell coffee.
A little bit of coffee. A little bit of anise in there.
Yeah, that's...
Smell that?
Licorice-y, kind of, yeah. A
little bit, yeah.
I don't smell too much chocolate. I mean, too much coffee in it, though.
A little bit. It's kind of salty. Kind of got that beef jerky thing going on a little bit.
Tad.
It's more like, for me, it's more... chocolate. It's kind of almost got a stale smell to it, though, for me. It smells good, though.
Yeah, it does smell good. I'm getting more and more of kind of the coffee as I sniff it more, and it's got that chocolate backbone to it,
too. Mark doesn't like it. It's a stout that Mark doesn't like.
There's something... Maybe it's just beer A doing a number on my palate, but there's something very...
Oh, that's good.
Really?
I like B.
Mm. Very malty.
Mm-hmm. Perfect example of good malt, bad malt.
Good malt. Man, that's astringent. B is astringent.
It is.
That's gotta maybe be that's like, what's getting me.
That's got to be close to 10%-ish.
I like that.
It's kind of like one of those where you take a sip and then you kind of feel the alcohol come out of your nose.
Mm. Yes, that is working for me.
It's certainly that's better than A. I'll
bitter
say that.
Chocolate.
But in terms of stouts, this is from... It's
no,
on
I'm
the lower end.
Man, I'm going to be honest. Man. I feel like the astringency is a little
that's
imbalanced.
That's what's really killing it.
It's got a bit of a saltiness to the finish.
Salty, like bitter chocolate. A little bit of coffee in there. It's a little stale. Just a touch stale for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. That's good, though. I like it. I
it's
like
a lot better than A.
I'm not tasting A again.
It has
I already
an interesting
know what I mean.
Note Excuse at me. The end. Mm-hmm. It's sort of nutty.
Yeah. Like, almond, maybe,
it doesn't have your normal, like, I don't taste, like, a coffee or a chocolate in the aftertaste.
I taste almond. Maybe that's when I was, like, the anise, that kind of almondy kind of, like.
It's definitely warming up to me.
Frangelica.
I have a feeling this is a beer if it warmed up.
Oh, yeah.
A lot better.
This is great. I like
beer. But there's a lot of astringency to it. This is a beer that I could drink and be real quick.
I went back to A after B. And A tastes like a cleaning product.
I won't be mixing these two. I'm just saying.
No, you
that.
Have to. No. That's your thing.
I won't
Mark.
Be tasting A ever again.
You have to. You
so
have to mix those.
That I wouldn't want to ruin
is,
B with A.
It's getting blacklisted. A is blacklisted for me.
Please just take one more sip of A and verify this cleaning product taste. Please.
Why do you want to ruin my
just
night?
Do it.
This is what we do for you fans.
This is how
so
we roll.
Appreciate it.
This tastes like a very, like, old, messed up, bad version of Trogs Mad Elf.
I got
this is like if a dog
Clorox.
Swallowed a cherry and it shit it out, and then you're like, I'm going to eat this bad boy.
I don't know why you would.
I got
I'm sorry, Kyle, what did you
strawberry
say?
Strawberry Clorox.
Strawberry Clorox.
So it tastes like bleach. So you're
a little
so it
so
totally,
you're poisoning yourself.
Maybe strawberry Windex. Maybe that's a closer
that's a
one.
You know, that's what I was thinking. It's like
strawberry 501.
Yeah, not Clorox.
So whoever made beer A, just quit.
Yeah, A, stop
maybe
brewing beer right now.
Maybe that's what they're going for. Maybe it's...
Maybe, again, the aggravated fired, like the fired brewmaster is just like, I'm ruining this shit.
I'm going to mess this beer up. I'm going to sully the name of this brewery.
Yeah. He's like a mad scientist type thing. I see like the goggles and like all the pockets and the vials. And like,
yeah. Well, right. I mean,
okay.
God, A is terrible.
A is the worst. That's the worst beer we've had today.
Yeah. And this is our fifth episode in a row.
I don't think we've had anything less than a 4 combined.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
We've had
like
two, three, yeah. I think you're just a little too hammered.
Yeah, at this point, it's kind
of. Well, let's, Mark. After five, on our fifth episode right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your drunk level?
Oh, drunk level is maybe a 4, but it's more just my mouth is so destroyed 4. At this point.
4 of 10?
Yeah.
I feel like you're a little further along than that.
Dude, I am not hammered. I could drive home if I needed to. Like, I'm at that perfect, like, if
I'd
I have one more solid beer, I'm at that perfect stage. But I think the sours have just...
So what you're saying after this, you want to watch me play video games for like
sure.
an hour?
Kyle, what, 1 to 10, where are you on?
I'd say I'm a 4. That sounds about right. One beer before happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just get jolly when I drink.
Yeah.
Jolly.
What about you, Carlin?
I'd say I'm on a 6 at the moment.
6.
But that might be
See,
because
I haven't
been
finishing my beers either.
Yeah,
That's
I've been
thing.
Finishing and I've been going to town
right.
on this Yazoo beer.
I've finished
Shusa.
Almost every beer. Oh, almost a I finished every good beer.
Right.
I've dumped all obviously the horrible ones, but
I am so loving the smoke on this Yazoo beer.
I mean, can
be
I
honest.
Taste it again? It's
Go
been
ahead.
Like 3
I mean,
hours since we fucking
it's
drank
good,
this thing.
Man. And yeah, that's the thing. It's like
oh
warm.
God.
It's like room temperature.
It's so
now.
Much
it's
better now.
Awesome. I'm loving it.
It really reminds me of the Echschlen for Lausch beer.
Yeah, but a different, totally different style because that's kind of like a brownish. This is more like stout. Well, porter, but
that is great.
Yeah, isn't it? Nice. You want some more? I mean, there's more in the bottle. Go ahead and pour some into whatever beer.
No.
We need to get the rankings because I'm going to piss my pants.
I'm going to literally pee on your floor.
Okay.
On your floor.
I was saying that as you.
As me.
As you.
Okay, what do I want to... I need to make a decision on B here. It's a little tough.
Okay, A is a 0.
B is just interesting to me because it's not a stout I would normally drink, but there's very interesting notes about it.
I know exactly what I'm giving both of these.
B isn't bad.
All right.
All right, well,
I keep getting older. They stay the
same.
So
with A, one times one.
Yeah.
One plus one divided by three. Okay, well, A. Mark, what are you giving A?
One.
A one. Kyle, what are you giving A? A one. I'm going to one. Obviously, that's a one. A, epic fail.
Stop
terrible.
Brewing. I hate you. Die.
Throw yourself off a cliff in addition.
Yes.
Yeah.
And stab yourself first, though.
Harry Carry yourself and then
fall on your
cliff.
Own sword and then fall off a cliff.
Okay, so B, who wants to take the lead on B here?
I'm giving it a six.
You're going to, okay, Kyle's going with six.
I like B.
Mark.
I'm going to go with four.
Mark's going with four.
I like
it's
B.
Good, but the astringency kind of gets to me.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me as much.
It's not too bad.
If the flavor's there and the burn, meh.
It's just okay to me, and for that reason, I'm giving it a three.
Woo.
So, sorry.
Dagger.
Yeah, oh, sorry. I had to. I mean, it's just not... The astringency is out of line to me. It's not warranted.
It should be a push it above a four, even if...
So, A, overall of one, no surprise there. B, overall of 4.33, so
not
terrible.
Too bad.
Not bad.
Not too bad.
So let's go ahead and reveal these suckers.
I can't wait to see A, just so I can make fun of them. It's going to be like one of my favorite breweries, because it always is.
I hope not.
It's
all right.
Terrible.
A, with an overall one.
It's a pumpkin beer.
Oh. This is Skull Splitter. This is...
Skull Splitter?
Yeah, Skull Splitter.
Sounds familiar.
It's by Orkney Brewery in...
It has such an amazing name.
Koilu. 8.5% alcohol. It is a rich ale, apparently. Let me see if I can get the...
Rich in notes of shit and piss.
It says, imported by St. Killian Importing, which is in Massachusetts.
I swear I've heard this beer is amazing.
Skull Splitter takes its name from Thorfinn Hoskalif, the 7th Viking Earl of Orkney. Sophisticated, satiny, smooth, with a... deceptively light character. It is a tribute to our colorful forebear.
Nothing
on the nose, it's giving us notes on what we should get on the nose and the palate. So here we go. On the nose, this robust beer has a fruity malt character with hints of dark fruits, spicy hop, dates, and figs. I think we got the dark fruits in there.
Yeah.
On the palate, the sweet toasted malt creates a rich and complex character of molasses, fresh and dried fruits with hints of warming spices. Or doo-doo butter. That's my...
I'm looking it up on Beer Advocate to see what rating it gets. Because I have a feeling this thing is a great 91% on Beer Advocate.
Really?
Yes. I've heard this name before.
Are you kidding me?
100% by them. They gave it 100.
This beer, what?
They gave it 100 and the... Ratings of 1,493 ratings and the average score of 91.
Well, here's the thing. I guess that's why they're Beer Advocate and we are Brutal Battle.
Yeah.
Because they love everything and we don't. So
no, this is 1,493 ratings of people, of random dudes.
Now
gave
I can
it a 90
see
average
someone,
of
you know,
91.
Likes that flavor of beer?
Likes the flavor of what? This is a turd. This is liquid.
Some people
turd
like
water.
Robitussin, man.
Some people do like Robitussin.
Shit, man.
It's called people who like the Robitussin.
1,400 people
trip.
Like Robitussin.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody who listens to this has drank this and loved it. But honestly, though, there was a point in my life when I thought Monk's Blood was amazing. And then I had it again.
Is that
and
by
I was 21st like,
Amendment?
Yes. Yeah. And it's like it's just like this, like a chocolate covered cherry type of taste.
Mm-hmm.
I had it again and I was like, what the F was I thinking?
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Okay, well let me go ahead and reveal B. B the winner of this episode with
down
4.33. Kyle's really liking this bad boy, so let's see what
yes.
it is.
B is good.
B is Narwhal Imperial Stout by Sierra Nevada.
This makes sense.
2013 vintage.
Oh,
just so
okay.
everyone knows.
Check that off.
Obviously, by Sierra Nevada is 10.2% alcohol.
There it is, brother.
That's big.
Down the hatch.
All right, let me
Daddy's
read,
getting fired. Oh, oh,
read the text on this. Inspired by the mysterious creature that dwells in the deepest Arctic seas, Narwhal Imperial Stout is midnight black and bold. with notes of baker's cocoa
yes.
and dark baker's roasted coffee.
Yep.
This massive imperial stout is incredibly complex and explores the darkest depths of malt flavor.
It is dark.
Yes. Kyle, I think you are all over that with the aromas and the flavors. Mm-hmm. You killed it. So good job.
Thank you.
Man, this moonshine's good. I'm just going to say that. I think I'm going to finish everything off with just like downing a little bit of this moonshine.
Yes, sounds like a wonderful idea.
Seeing where the rest of the night takes us. So actually, this is going to be our last episode on our marathon. So the next episode you guys hear, episode 60, will be the Decasode.
It'll be a special one.
Yeah, it'll be something awesome. And we plan to stick with the Brutal Battle Royale format. But we'll see what what the style is.
Out of the styles we said we might like, you let us know which ones you'd like to see.
And yeah, go ahead.
We'll
send us some feedback on that, and we'll see what we can make happen.
We haven't plugged any of the Twitters or the email addresses or anything.
You know what? Good point. This is a perfect opportunity to do that.
It is.
Check out the website at brutalbattle.com. Mm-hmm. And actually, we're having a few issues on iTunes because of the website we go through, WordPress. It won't allow us to send everything to our RSS feed. So episodes are dropping off the bottom. So if you want to hear all the episodes, you will have to go to the website. Okay. So brutalbattle.com. It keeps on iTunes. We're on there, and you can just search Brutal Battle, and that keeps our 50 most recent episodes on there at all times. We're also on Stitcher, which is an app that just kind of randomly plays podcasts you might be interested in. Send us email at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Carlin at Brutal Battle. So I think I hit everything there. Yeah. That's
so if you
all
want
stuff.
To vote on our next Brutal, what are they called?
Brutal Battle Royale.
Brutal Battle Royale, sorry. Yes. And you should either hit him on Twitter or send us an email.
Yes, and also please, 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 if you're going to get us through iTunes, give us ratings and reviews. It really helps us out big time in trying to get more exposure with people. So thank you so much in advance for doing that, and thank you to everyone who's already done that. There are a few people who have. I believe we have 7 ratings at the moment, but we'd like to get much higher, so thank you so much.
Roughly around 100.
1,000. 10,000.
Infinity.
Infinity, yes. All right, well, it's been a fun time. It's been an awesome time for 5 episodes locking ourselves in Kyle's basement at his very nicely finished bar here.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, and
if you heard a lot of this, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you heard a lot of that because I do have a tiled top on my bar.
Yeah.
So if you heard a lot of clinking, I apologize.
But hopefully you heard enough in the episodes to keep you entertained. But thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you'll love our next episode. And never, never, never forget.
Keep it brutal.
Ooh, yeah.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.